As you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, we've kindly looked at a three-part series as we close out this book of Ephesians on winning the battle. We talked about our strategy, which is, as we note, how the wisdom that we have for the battle. Every army that goes into battle needs a strategy. That is simply a game plan that we're going to try to put into play or put into fight as we battle against Satan and his foes. Last Sunday night, we talked about the weapons that God has furnished us with, that God has given us with on this Christian battlefront that we fight him with today, that is, fight Satan today. But you know, as we'll study today, with all the greatest weapons, with all the greatest plans, there's something else that must take place in order to win the victory. And we find that that is prayer. I want to just read verse 10 with you this morning, verses 10 through 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then Paul gives us the armor that we're to put on as spiritual soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he makes the statement in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, as we consider this battle, it gives me an opportunity this morning to share with you the greatest victory and the victory that has been won through the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to understand this morning again. We're not fighting to attain victory. Victory has already been purchased for us and already been made for us at the cross when Christ defeated Satan, death, and hell in the gospel as we know it. And we need to understand this morning, and we need to rejoice in that fact. I think of what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, when he said, O death, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy defeat? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. He has given us the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. This morning, as we gather as God's people, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Let me say this morning, we are saved. Isn't that wonderful? We are saved. I use that in past, present, and future. We are saved. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, who hath delivered us from so great a death? That's kind of past. And death deliver? That's present. And we trust that will yet deliver us. That's in the future. We are saved. Now we need to understand this morning that the devil cannot take our salvation. He cannot take our salvation. You say, why? Because not only are we saved, we are sealed. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, which you're sealed unto the day of redemption. If understanding that my life is hid in Christ, and Christ is hid in God. And I know that the devil has power today, but the devil cannot defeat Christ, and the devil is not going to defeat God. And therefore, this morning, I stand in victory, knowing that I am sealed in Christ. and folk listen. Therefore, I enjoy peace today because I am safe. I am safe in and through the Lord Jesus Christ and His work that He did on Calvary. There was a great war fought on the cross. You say, Brother Danny, were there bombs being shot? Were there missiles being fired? Well, I'll tell you this. All I know is all the forces of sin, death, and hell were fired at the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that Jesus, through His death, burial, and resurrection, had won and won the victory. Because the Bible says in Revelation 1 and verse 18, Jesus said, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, am alive forevermore. Now note, and how the keys of death, hell, and even the grave. Now you say, He has the keys. Evidently, He got them from someone. And in His getting them from someone, who was Satan, you'll find that He fought and won that battle. I want to say this morning. As far as sin, the battle is finished. The battle is finished. He won victoriously that battle on the cross. When you come to Him as your Savior, accept Him as your Savior, then friend, listen, you're accepting His victory for sin on that cross. And as I read this book, you will never stand in judgment for sin anymore before God. Now, He will chastise us for disobedience here. But as for sin, victory has been won. Praise God. Thank God for that today. But now I want you to note something this morning. Here we come, and there's a cross. And in that cross, we know that there are decisions or challenges being made. And the challenge is this. Come at the cross and accept Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And when you do that, you are passing, as I understand, from being an enemy to that cross to becoming a friend of God. You are becoming friends with God. That's why in the book of Ephesians, He talks about having made peace through the blood of His cross. And you know something? In my heart, understand that. Because as God was convicting me of sin, look, I want to tell you, in my heart, there was a battle that was raging. There was a battle that was raging between me and sin and God. But you know what? It was amazing. When God gave me the faith to trust and receive Christ, He granted peace in my heart. What did that mean? No longer was there a war raging. God had made peace with me. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God. You see, it's more serious than we think it is not accepting Christ. It's more serious. And you say, well, just not believing. Folks, I want to tell you, you're taking sides. Yes, you are. You're taking sides. And that is simply, as Elijah said, who's on the Lord's side, let him stand. Let him come out and let him stand. And that's the challenge that God, through His Word, through His Spirit, is using and challenging us today. Simply, if you're on the Lord's side, stand up. That is, say, willingly and openly, confessing that Jesus is your Savior, receiving that in your heart. And I'm thankful that there was a day in my life that I did that. And I pray and I believe there are days in your life as people here today that have done that
in your life. You became the friend of God. Now I want to say this. When you became a child of God and you made peace with God, then folk, listen, you ultimately made war with the devil. You engaged the devil. You say, what do you mean? Who does the devil want? You see, God and Satan are at war. Who does the devil want? He wants those closest to God. Who are close to God? His children. We are His children. And you better believe it. When you trusted Jesus, you engaged in a war. And that war is with Satan. And that war is with his forces. We saw that as we've talked about how we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. I've often said, and I'll say it again, when I was saved, I didn't realize all that was happening to me. But I did realize that there had become a battle in my life. There had become a battle in my life. There was in me the force that wanted to do good and desired to do good in my life. I wanted and I had that desire. But there was in this old body a desire that wanted to do evil. And folk, you listen, there were raging, and they still rage today in my life. They rage in your life as saved people today. So I realize this morning, victory has been won in Jesus. I'm saved, I am sealed, and I'm safe. But I still face Satan on a daily basis. And that's what we're talking about today, folk, when I mention battles. Now I want you to understand, battles. It's what you and I face on daily basis in our lives. Let me just illustrate this morning. Let's just say today, I go to the doctor, and I'm going this week. I go to that doctor, and he says, Danny, I want to tell you something. I found something, and this something could be very detrimental to your life. Now, folk, I want you to know something. Even if it's a disease or eating this old body, you say, Brother Danny, who's put it there? If I understand, the messenger of Satan sent that there to do what? Buffet me. And what is it? It's a battle. It's a battle that I have to face, even though I'm saved. You look around this world. People are fighting battles. Battles. Physically, in this life, in their bodies. It goes on. That's why we see doctors. That's why we have hospitals. Why? Because they face battles in this life. And then, many times in my life, there is another warfare. It's called discouragement. Discouragement. Have you ever faced that battle? Have you ever become discouraged in your life? And as that discouragement comes, you say, who sends it? Devil, Satan, he's sending it unto you. And therefore, when I speak of battles, I'm speaking of these battles every day in our lives that we're facing. And what I'm going to say today is this. We can win these battles. I'm not going to stand up here and say we win all the battles, but we can win the battles. We can win the battles in our lives daily as we look at these passages. And today I want to stand and say to you how we win the battle. I went to church, Tuesday night. And as I went there, the preacher had me all excited when he looked from Philippians chapter 3. And he said, listen, how we can get a hold of God He had me all excited because I wanted to get a hold of God. But you know, a sad thing, I sit through his sermon and he never did tell me how to get a hold of God. Well, this morning, folks, how to win the battle. And by the grace of God and the help of God, I want to share with you how we win these battles. First of all, look back at verse 10. And if I understand it, we must start with God's power. Start with God's power. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord. And as I looked at that text and I thought about that text, I thought about what he said. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but our weapons are spiritual. That is, in the Lord. Now, folk, in this flesh, I'm very weak. We all are, according to Romans chapter 8. In this flesh, we're weak. But yet, within us, we have a power. And that power is the power of God. And Paul said to these Ephesians, be strong in the Lord. And as you look and think of that, you ask the question. Brother Denny, you say, start with God's power. That means, first of all, how do I receive God's power? Just how do I receive God's power? I want you to take your Bibles in John chapter 1. And I want you to find verse 12. And I want you to note this, that in John chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says concerning, as he was speaking to those Jews, he said, listen, he came unto his own, that was the Jews, they received him not. But as many as received him, now listen to this, to them gave he the power to receive him. And he said, which were not born of blood or flesh or the will of man, but of God. I want you to know this morning that when you receive Christ as your Savior, you received the power of God. You wouldn't even have trusted Jesus without the power of God. Because faith itself comes from the power of God. And if I understand the Scriptures right tonight, and I look at the experiences in my life, that power that He put in me through the Holy Spirit is available to me at all times in my life. Now, folks, I want you to listen. He's available to me at all times in my life. I'm not saying I use Him all the time. But He's available to me and to you if you have received His Son and received His power. Both are synonymous. You don't receive Jesus without getting His power. When you get His power, you are having Jesus in your life. Jesus said in the book of Acts 1 and 8, and I like this statement. He said, all power is given unto me. Go you therefore. What is He saying? I'm giving it unto you. I'm sharing it with you. And folk, as we look and as we go on the battlefield, we're not going defenseless because we have someone within us, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. As I would go to that doctor and I would hear the news, what is God saying? God is saying to me, I have power for you, Danny, to meet this battle, to face it, and to win this battle. When discouragement comes to my life, God is saying to me, Brother Danny, I have got power for you for this battle, and you can win this battle. There's an amazing thing when you talk about power. It goes along with grace. Grace is the power that saved you, and grace is the same power that gives you strength in your life as you meet those battles. Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the messenger of Satan came and buffeted me. I don't know what his thorn in the flesh was, but he said, it buffeted me. He said, I sought thrice for it to be removed. But he said, listen, it wasn't. But God said, Paul, I'm going to allow you to win the battle. You say, what do you mean, Brother Danny? He said, my grace is strong enough. My grace is strong enough to strengthen you. And you can do what? You can live with it and be victorious in your life with me. I realize, and as I study 1 Peter, I look at those that were going through many battles, and I find an amazing thing. Every battle had a particular grace, had a particular color for the battle, and God said it's sufficient to do what? To stand and win the battle. Paul made a statement in the book of Philippians 3 that I want you to find in verse 10. And listen what he says. That I may know Him. Oh, how wonderful. That I may know Him. But he makes the statement following. And in the power of what? His resurrection. What was that power in that resurrection? The victory. Satan had the battle won when he crucified him on the cross. When he put him in the grave, it looked like he had the keys. But something happened at the resurrection. Jesus came forth and did what? Got the keys and defeated Satan. What is Paul saying? I want to experience that power each day in my life. Each day in my life. And folk, Every one of us has within us the Spirit of God, which is and who is the power of God. And today, we meet these battles, we fight these battles, and we can be victorious. Someone might say this morning, well, Brother Danny, I'll tell you what. I might think of contemplating and becoming a Christian if I knew I could live it. And if I knew I could win. Folks, that's not the proper strategy. That's not the proper theology. The proper strategy is the battle is the Lord's. Power belongs to God, not to us. And as Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live is lived in the Lord Jesus Christ, His power, and in His grace. My today, it's not I, but it's Christ. There is a key to power. It's not I, but Christ. And this power is released. How? How? Look at verse 18. This power is released. Paul said this, praying always, with all supplication and prayer. And what? He made the statement, not only prayer, but he said in the Spirit, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Where? How do I release that power in my life? Folks, you listen. It's through prayer. It's through prayer. Did you know something this morning? For you to know the power of God, you've got to know God. And I'm not talking about just knowing Him when you're saved. To know somebody, you've got to do what? Spend time with that person. I mean, when I met Francis, all I saw was Francis. And Brother Donald, I'm not going to mention the man you talked about marrying the lady that took her makeup off, took her wig off, took her leg off, and sat down over there. I mean, when I first married her and met her at the door, I mean, she was quite different than Saturday morning after the wedding on Friday night when we came to reality. But I want to tell you something. Over the years, I've gotten to do what? Know her. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. Understanding the power of God is what? Knowing God. And you're going to be stronger in the Lord, and I'm going to be stronger in the Lord when we spend more time with God. We spend more time with God. And how do I spend time with God? I spend time with God in prayer, and I spend time with God in His Word. I can't underestimate. In my life, I find this. In my life, I find Satan winning the battles when I do not spend enough time in prayer and I do not spend enough time in the Word of God. I find myself giving in to temptations and I find myself letting the devil get the victory in the battles. You know, I studied on this and
This message may be a flop today, but it's because I hadn't studied. But I began to study, and you get more and more. And I found the best way to lose a battle, biblically. You say, what do you mean? Found in Joshua chapter 7. The best way in the world to lose a battle. Remember, children of Israel just fought a great battle to get over into the promised land. And you know what they did? They came to a little city, Ai. Remember it? Ai. It's the best way to lose a battle, the way they lost it. You see, what do you mean? Here they went. They didn't even undertook God's plan. Didn't use no strategy. All they looked at was underestimate the devil. This is a little city. We don't need much. Therefore, let's not sin much. Another thing you're going to find is this. They didn't pray. They didn't consult God. And you know what, folk? That's a very good way to lose a battle. Don't consult God. And guess what? They headed out. And you know the story. They turn back running. People of God running. My, listen. How's the best way for me to lose the battles in this life? Don't spend any time with God. Don't spend any time with the Word. And you better believe it. The devil has got the upper hand. He'll head and he'll get the victory. But I want to tell you something. Prayer. Prayer. And let me give you this illustration. Before Jesus fought the battle at Calvary, what did He do? If I'm not mistaken, He went to a garden called Gethsemane, and there He did what? There the Bible says He prayed. He prayed. And Brother Danny, what did He pray? Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But listen, if not, then listen. Thy will be done in my life. What is He saying? The battle is there. What does He do? He prays. He prays. And you say, Brother Danny, that's so little. Brother Danny, that's so minute. But the Bible says, pray without ceasing. The Bible has so much to say about prayer. Why? Because here is another key. There's the start with the power of God. Stay with the presence of God. And you say, why? Because it's at the prayer where the battlefield is fought and where the battle is won and lost. There it is. You know what I have to say? Oh, me. Because of how little time I spend in prayer. Oh, me. Oh, me. I mean, the Lord just got on my toes and worked on my heart. Because I want to tell you something. Most of my prayers maybe be at night when I go to bed and I say a prayer. But you know what? The Bible says we ought to be in constant prayer. The attitude of prayer ought to prevail our hearts. Why? Because the enemy is there every day. And I can see now why. He said, pray without ceasing in our lives. Folk, prayer changes things, doesn't it? It still does. It still does. You say, what does prayer change? It changes defeat into victory in our lives. My, stay with the presence of God. Again, I think of what General MacArthur said. Keep that line of communication open from the battlefront to the home front. It's got to be kept open. And for us to keep it open, we've got to stay in the presence of God in our lives. And you say, Brother Danny, what is that foul thing? Stand for God's purpose. What did He say? Stand. What did He say? Having done all, stand. Did you know this? When you're saved, you don't have to go hunting for the devil. You know what? He'll find you. That's right. He'll find you. Because, listen, as I say again, you're the closest thing to God, and that's what He wants, you. And He wants me. And I look, and I think of that word stand, and I thought about the three Hebrew children. Remember them? And Daniel? You say, Brother Daniel, what were they doing? Praying. That's all they were doing, praying. You say, what happened? The devil found them. Praying. Threw them in prison. The devil will find you. But you know what? God gives us the grace, the power to stand for Him. You say, Brother Danny, how? Through prayer. Through prayer. I could give you an illustration, and I'll pay you to listen. Just hold on. You remember Elijah? Every one of us do. Elijah. You know, the Bible says in James that he prayed and it rained not on the earth for some 3 and a space of 6 months of there, didn't he? You know what? That's great praying, amen? But I'll tell you what. You've got to go back in Elijah's life and see how Elijah knew that God would do those things. It was because Elijah had spent time and time on his knees with God. What, Brother Danny? Praying. Praying. And therefore it enabled him to stand for God. I've listened at the news, and I got where I don't even listen at the news anymore. I've become so discouraged. And I hear those newscasters asking some of those congressmen, well, which way are you going to stand? And they begin to tell them. And they come, now, what are you going to do? Vote yes or no. And they come back with some, and they really don't tell you if it's yes or no. Now, folk, I want you to know something. Standing for God's yes or no, there's no middle ground. And today, we live in a world where we need Christians to stand. Amen. And tell this world, we're on the Lord's side. We're on the Lord's side. The battles we face are every day in our lives. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that I've attained, as Paul said. I fight battles just like you do. I face temptations just like you do. And folk, there's some battles that come that I have to say, oh me, the devil gets the upper hand. But I want to say again, I can go and tack my life and look, and I haven't spent time in prayers I should, and I haven't spent time in His Word as He should. God help us to be more prayerful. Amen. We need to pray more today. Say, Brother Danny, that's so simple. Whether it's simple or not, we need to pray. And you know, today, again, I want to say this. If you're here this morning and you're without Christ, victory has been won in Christ. It's won. Now, I know a lot of times you're going to look at me and you're going to look at my attitude and you're going to look at my faith and you say, Brother Danny, you haven't won a victory. But I want you to know in my heart, victory's been won. Bubbling up. Shining. Why? Because Jesus lives there. Jesus lives there. And there's the peace of God that the battle I've surrendered to God. Couldn't fight it. Couldn't win. Brother Leland, I had to surrender to God. When I did, He took over. And peace was in my heart. Thank God for that. But on a daily basis, you and I fight. And we can win the war. Start with God's power. Stay in His presence. Stand for His purpose. Folk, I'll tell you, we can win some victories for Jesus in this world. Amen. We can win the victories for Jesus. Ask you to stand today. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of prayer. Of prayer. Lord, that You invite us to come boldly before Thy throne of grace, that we can attain help, find grace in time of trouble. Lord, today, every one of us are creatures of need. We need And Lord, You tell us, come and I will give You strength. I will supply that in our lives. But Lord, we have to ask. We have to ask as we come in prayer. Lord, there may be some here this morning that they just need to come and say, Brother Dan, I need a double portion of God's strength today in my life. I'm in a battle. Lord, I just need a double portion of that strength in my life. But there may be here this one today, and the prayer that they need to pray is, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, forgive me. I'm tired of the fighting. I'm tired of the battling. Lord, I surrender my heart to You today. I believe what You have done for me on Calvary. Father, that prayer You will hear today. Father, now just go with us. Have Your will and way in this invitation. For I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.